At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
I have a theory. If you put in 80%, you get 80% back. But if you put in 100%, you get 1,000% back. The last 20% is where the magic happens, because almost nobody is mad enough to go all in. Only a perfect storm of delusion, obsession, and a pinch of childhood trauma makes that extra 20% possible. It's the part where you keep going long after logic says to retreat, where your biggest weakness becomes your biggest strength, an inability to stop. Because at a certain point, success isn't about talent or luck. It's about who's willing to suffer for the longest. Pain is the filter. Few will pass it. Jordan Larson. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to the Adam Carriker Show. Show that gives you unique insight, unbridled honesty, and producer Jake and I have a whole lot of fun in the process. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. Grab your lunch. Come join us. Our lifelong goals as a duo is to be smarter than the average dumb guy. Sometimes we succeed, sometimes we don't. But in the meantime, what you're going to hear is Husker sports, college football, and sports in general. It's interesting, when I saw that on social media yesterday from Jordan, it was perfect. It was that last 20%, it's perfect. That last 20% is the difference. And that's also where the line of being a little bit insane versus sane exists as well. I've said it a little bit shorter. I said, be willing to do what other people aren't so you can achieve what they won't. I remember in high school, after I finally got offered at Nebraska, which never thought was going to happen. Story for another day. Story I've partially shared in the past. And then I signed that scholarship on signing day, you know, back in February when that day actually mattered. First Wednesday in February. And there I was. I had a 0-hour weight class, started at 5:30. And there I was after school. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. It just, I remember, never forget a kid I grew up with. Nobody's going to know him because he lives halfway across the country. Sam Johnson, played with him since I was 10 years old in baseball. He goes, what are you doing? Why are you here? You have your scholarship. I was like, yeah, now I got to go there and not get my butt kicked. I got to avoid getting pancaked. Like, I got to go there and actually like perform now. It was interesting because actually once I signed that scholarship, that's where I felt like, in my mind, I was like, oh, whoa, now I got to go perform. You know, getting this scholarship's been years in the making and a big dream. Now it's like, oh, now I got to go perform. And I'll never forget him looking at me like I was just freaking nuts. Like, what are you doing? And I had no idea how things were going to pan out. I was not highly sought after, highly recruited. Nebraska told me I wasn't good enough to play there at one point, et cetera, et cetera. And I was just like, you know, that's kind of where I was like, man, some people aren't willing to do this. I'm willing to do it. I don't know if it's going to work out. We'll see. I have the benefit of hindsight now. But at that point in time, I had no idea. People still thought of me more as a quarterback than they did an actual defensive lineman. So for me, that last 20%, that line of, what'd she say? I got to read part of that again. I thought that that was perfect the way she put it. Let me find it here. It's that part where you keep going long after logic says to retreat. Only a perfect storm of delusion, obsession, and a pitch of childhood drama makes that extra 20% possible. Where your biggest weakness becomes your biggest strength. It's interesting. I'll chat with my kids or teams that I'm coaching. And I'm like, I don't look at things like most coaches do. I don't see what you are. I see what you can be. I don't see where you're at. I see your how hard you're willing to work. Your family, are they an entitled family? Are they a reliable family? Are you going to show up each and every day? Because that matters more to me than where you're currently at. And sometimes a kid's biggest, perceived biggest weakness, depending on the age too, can turn out to be their biggest strength. Because that's exactly what happened to me in multiple areas. Probably know I was terrified to speak, saw a speech therapist forever and ever. I'll never forget, I was in the locker room with the Redskins. Somebody was interviewing me, which I didn't like to be interviewed because I didn't like to talk. And Philip Daniels, a 15-year vet, walks over because they were interviewing me about pro wrestling. I had a show called Fourth of Pain at the time. And Philip Daniels walks over because they were like, what kind of wrestler would you be? And what would your gimmick be? And what would your name be? And what would your finishing move be? And Philip goes, well, he better be a wrestler that don't ever talk. And he laughs and walked away. And it's interesting. I don't know that speaking is my biggest strength. But to go from terrified to order pizza on the phone as a kid to guys openly being like, hey, he better be a wrestler that don't speak, to now all I do is flap my gums, never endingly so, it seems sometimes, you know, it's akin to turning a weakness into a strength, at least. And so for me, this was something that when I read it, being a little bit nuts, childhood trauma, I could I don't know if she's tongue in cheek there or being 100% serious, probably a little bit of both, but I could relate to that part. It's that point where you're, and she talks about, you just can't stop. You just can't stop. You just can't stop. You just can't stop. She didn't say it that many times. I did. She said it once. I said it over and over to emphasize the point. Sometimes there's like a switch inside of me. Sometimes I wish I could legit just shut it off, but I can't. I can't. The only thing that really helps me to shut it off is my wife and kids, because I will not sacrifice time with them. That's the one thing where I'm like, all right, I got to get this. Nope. Got to put it aside. Got to spend time with those people over there. So I don't know. Does any of that make sense, Jake? I read that and I read it again and then I saved it and I knew I was going to read it today. And I was just like, good Lord, so much of this I understand. I can relate to. Some people think you're nuts. Some people look at you like you're crazy. And it is. There's a line. There's a line that people will go to and most people stop. And that line, that last 20%, isn't worth another 20%. She said it takes, if you put in 80%, you get 80%. If you put in 100%, the additional 20%, you get 1,000% in return. And I agree with a lot of what she said in there, obviously, because I've talked about it for like 10 minutes now. But does that make sense to you, Jake?
Yeah, it does. It's kind of interesting with the NFL draft coming around. It just kind of makes me think of that is that they bring all these people in for, you know, the combine, and there's enough. And we all look at the top guys and say, well, who's getting picked second? Who's getting picked sixth? But there's enough guys there to fill out the draft. So a lot of it is to figure out in those later rounds. And it becomes very important because you look at the league, I think like 10% of the starters in the league are undrafted and 20% of the rosters are undrafted. And so you just really are trying to figure out through those workouts, through those interviews and all that stuff, who does push past that 20%. Because, you know, you hear those. I just always find it entertaining listening to guys that have, you know, tried out in the league, played in the league. And they'll often say too, is like, they're not overwhelmed by the talent that's when they get there, because everybody's really talented, but it's just, it is kind of that other extra gear. Sometimes obviously the draft pick and money and compensation and stuff like that can help you, as far as the franchise taking a chance on you. But that's why it's so hard. And that's why we see, I think, so many of these undrafted players, is that it's tough to even see it when it's right in front of you. That's what they do this testing for.
Like, you look at a guy like Nash Hutmaker, this guy is flying under the radar right now. That's a guy who's going to surprise some people. And I've talked about how the awesome wrestling story, I think, actually hurt his senior year of football, which has hurt his draft stock. But somebody's going to get a diamond in the rough, in my opinion, with Nash. There's other guys that I look at and I'm like, I hope I'm wrong, but I think they're going to get the opposite in this particular individual. Guys who are looked at to be drafted a little bit higher. And there's a couple other guys that I look at, I'm like, man, just watch out for this dude here. Or watch out for this dude there. You know, for me, people will be like, hey, what was the biggest, most difficult thing when you went to the league? And everyone expects you to say the speed of the game. That's what everyone expects to hear. That wasn't it for me. I remember the first couple practices at Nebraska. The speed of the game was definitely different. For me, I went from being mostly a quarterback to just a DN, and that was the biggest change for me. A whole new world. In the league, it wasn't the speed of the game. Now, I went from DN to nose guard, okay, which the coaches asked me before they drafted me if I would do it. And to this day, I was taught you do what the team asks you. You don't question the coaches. Rookies don't speak unless spoken to, et cetera, and you do what you're asked. Being a little bit older, I'd be like, yeah, the NFL is also a team sport. It's also an individual business, and I should have said no. I'm 6'6", 292. Why are you even asking me this question? They explained why. I have a long torso, short legs, so I can play low and I play like I'm 6 foot. That's what Coach Haslett told me, and that's why they asked me. But for me, my rookie year, it wasn't the speed of the game. I was learning a whole new position, and everything, it's not the same position. Nose guard and DN is not the same thing. It's not even close. It's a whole new world in there. I know they're all categorized as defensive linemen. Trust me, it is different. But that what got me was the technique. I was always just, I'm being honest with you, stronger than everybody. Or if you were a gigantic big dude, I could use my speed. Like, there was always something I could just out-physical you with in some way, shape, or form. Usually it was my strength. Larry Allen's the one guy who introduced me to the league my second game and said, you ain't going to overpower me, rookie. And I was like, you're right. I got to figure something else out. And I did the second time we played them, not the first time, because we played them twice because they're division opponents. For me, it was the technique. The center I was going against was not physically impressive at all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.
Skinny arms, wide middle, I'll put it that way. Rather large nose. He looked like a larger version of the Penguin, and I told him so. Now, he was giving me crap, so it wasn't like I just said it out of nowhere. I was like, all right, you look like an older, wider, or a bigger version of the Penguin, dude. You know, we went back and forth. First play ever in OTAs, organized team activities, no pads. He drives me backwards like 5 yards, and I'm like, this dude's like 15 years in the league, and again, not physically impressive. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, this dude just rolled me, and I couldn't figure it out. I had an idea, but we watched the film. My technique was awful. I mean, he had inside hands. He had pad level. He had everything. And, you know, by the end of the year, I had improved a lot. And he was one of the major reasons so, because he actually took the time to help me. And so he was one of the guys that helped make me a better football player, especially when I'm trying to learn a new position. All right. As you might expect, ladies and gentlemen, it's a loaded show. Nebraska softball takes down Creighton and sets a record in the process. Fred Hoiberg is having a week. He is having some kind of week, ladies and gentlemen. Debbie Downer Jake over here. Even you have to be smiling after all the additions at this point, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, especially since I like to see the ball go in the hoop. I like some shooting.
I like to see the ball go in the hoop. That's the line of the day right there. Sorry, go ahead.
They just look like a team that's going to be able to shoot quite a bit next year.
Yeah, you got to love some of the additions, so we're going to chat about that. Tuesday evening, don't have a show on Wednesday. Tuesday evening, Nebraska baseball has a losing record on the year. Okay, but they have a winning record versus ranked teams. And they're 3-1 in their last 4 games versus ranked teams, I might add. They took down number 22, Kansas, on the road, all right, in Lawrence, 7-5 on Tuesday evening as well. So 3-1 in our last 4 ranked versus our last 4 ranked opponents, 15-18 overall in the season. Jake, what gives with that? What is the Nebraska basketball wins the crown, wins that tournament in Hawaii in December. I don't remember what it's called. beats more ranked teams than we ever have and misses the Big Ten tournament. Nebraska baseball, winning record versus ranked teams, losing record overall on the year. What is going on with the men's sports teams, Jake?
I wish I had the answer. If I had the answer, I might be making some money down there. But I don't know. It is crazy. It's hard to follow. Obviously, baseball, a pitcher can kind of change a game, like if he has a good outing. That's not even been the case either. I mean, the bats have come alive in these games against the top 25 opponents. So it's tough to tell.
Yeah, I talked about the bats defrosting or being unfrozen a few weeks ago. The bats are unfrozen. They have thawed out. All right. But we'll talk about that just a little bit more as well. Nebraska bowling. We'll kick it off here. Then we'll go to Nebraska softball. Throughout the course of the day, Heinrich Harburg, we're going to get to his comments from a couple of days ago as well. Marcus Satterfield. Dude, he opened up in his press conference about something that has to be hard to talk about. Last season and what happened throughout the course of last season. And we're going to talk about his comments in the second hour. But Jake, did Satterfield, with his comments and his openness and the fact that he's still freaking here to begin with, when a lot of guys wouldn't be, has he earned respect from you?
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, he could have just went through the route of, you know, saying, you know, I don't want to go in front of the podium. You know, it's too awkward. It's too weird. I don't want to do it. But instead, he used that platform, that opportunity to, and I know we'll talk about it later, but again, to compare himself to this kind of players and be a good representative of how to deal with adversity. And, you know, it's nice for a coach to, you know, you kind of want them to teach your players up, but a lot of times you just don't see them go through that until it's too late. Like, usually adversity means fired and he's gone. But to have that kind of living example in the room, I think could be beneficial for Nebraska, you know, just as a whole, but of course in that tight end room as well.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's start off with Nebraska softball. And I think you make a great point with the living example. If there's guys, not if, there's going to be players that go through adversity. That's called life. It's called sports, competitive sports, and it's definitely called football as well. They can look at that guy right over there. And everything that Satterfield has been through, the fact that he's still here, the fact that he openly talked about learning from Dana. Like, hey, this guy took Satterfield's job in the middle of the season, kind of out of nowhere. And Satterfield's attitude now, hey, it's great to learn from a guy like that. So if I'm a player who's having a hard time, I got a coach right there who's a perfect example of dealing with adversity and how to deal with adversity and how to learn from adversity, and a guy who's obviously continuing to learn from adversity, and he stands in front of the podium and he owns it all and he talks about it openly. So we're going to get into that a little bit more in the second hour. Nebraska softball. All right, out hits Creighton 11-7. More importantly, outscores Creighton 8-2. All right, the number 21 Nebraska softball team blasted 3 home runs to bring its season total to a program record, 79 homers, and down the Creighton Blue Jays 8-2 on a Wednesday night at Bolin Stadium. The Huskers, 29-10 overall, 8-3 in the Big Ten, came into the game tied for first on the program home run charts. Samantha Bland, who tied the school record with 3 home runs in last Saturday's game at Iowa. You ever hit 3 home runs in one game, Jake?
I've never hit one.
I was gonna gradually go down lower and lower to 2-1. Okay. Well, all right. Let's get back on track. She knocked a homer in the bottom of the second to secure the record. Ava Bredwell and Ava Kuzak followed with back-to-back home runs in the bottom of the fifth. Bland was a solid 3-for-4 on the day. Casey Hoffman went 2-for-4 with a career high, 2 doubles, and Kuzak was 2-for-2 with a home run and a double. Jordy Ball, 16-4 pitching record on the year, claimed the win in the circle for the Big Red. She tossed 6 innings and allowed only 1 run while striking out 8 batters. All right. Hannah Kemenzind, and I hope I said that right, I apologize if I didn't, threw the final inning and allowed 1 run. Abby Rusher, 1-2 on the season, took the loss for the Blue Jays, who are 15-20 overall, 5-7 in the Big East. All right, the 2025 squad now owns the school record for the most home runs in a season with 79. The Huskers still have 11 regular season games left to play, with Ava Kuzak and Ava Bredwell hitting consecutive home runs in the 6th inning. NU has now hit back-to-back home runs 6 times this season. Nebraska has notched 14 innings this year with multiple home runs. Casey Hoffman grabbed a new career high with 2 doubles as well. where are we at on your thoughts before we head into break here, Jake, with Nebraska softball? My quick thoughts are they can hit the long ball. They can do a lot of big, exciting things. I'm still waiting to see, and this is a big win because it's Creighton. It's an in-state rivalry, et cetera, et cetera. All right. These things matter to me. Rivalries matter to me. With conference realignment and teams moving around, you don't always get to keep all these rivalries. And I know we're not in the same conference, but at least in basketball, baseball, we get to play them each and every year. So I always look forward to these things. Softball, the like, women's basketball as well. What would you think if Creighton had a football team one day? We could play them in football. Jake?
No, I'm not interested.
You're not interested in that?
I don't think so.
Well, eventually, at some point, they would beat us. That'd be the worst part. Like, even if we played like 100 times, they beat us the one time. You know what I mean? But I enjoy these rivalries, so they do matter to me. But your thoughts on Nebraska softball? Like, I'm excited. They're going to make a postseason run. It's going to come down to the little things. Runners in scoring position. Can you capitalize? Can you come up clutch in the key big moments versus the better, more talented teams? They've proven. They have more run rule games than any team in Nebraska softball history has ever had in a season. They have more home runs than they've ever hit in the season. They still got 11 games to go, by the way, and they broke that record. They can do a lot of fun, exciting things. You've got one of the best, if not the best, pitchers in the country. You can throw on the hill, on the bump, anytime you need a big game from a pitcher. They're just a dynamic team. My question, and what I'm waiting to see, and I'm excited, by the way, to see how this unfolds. I'm just waiting to see if they can do the little things in the key moments. In the big moments, runners in scoring position is the number one thing that pops into my head. But what are your thoughts, Jake, before we head to break? And then we'll come back and do a whole bunch of other Husker sports, including men's basketball as well.
Well, yeah, it's really exciting. Obviously, chicks dig the long ball, right? Well, these chicks certainly do. And again, I just like that it highlights, too, that there's more to this team than just Jordy Ball, although she is contributing heavily to the home runs as well. So it's just really cool. Nebraska, I think, second in the nation with home runs per game. Ohio State, the only other team that's ahead of them, which makes sense of why Nebraska was like 12-13 when they were playing. I mean, these are close, you know, a lot of heavy run scoring games, but it's exciting. I mean, like you said, to break a record of 11 games remaining is incredible for this team. So if you haven't got a chance to go out there and watch a softball game at Nebraska, you got to do it. It's a fun experience, and this team might make it about as fun as it has been in recent memory.
You get so annoyed when I talk about Jordy Ball a lot because you're like, it's more than just Jordy. Well, I'm aware of that. But when she's got the best ERA and the highest batting average, that's where I'm like, the whole team needs to rise up, and that's what we're starting to see a little bit more lately. All right, final thoughts on baseball, and then we'll go to break. All right, as I mentioned, Nebraska baseball out-hit, and more importantly, outscored Kansas, all right, a ranked team number 22 in the country on Tuesday. The Huskers knock off number 22 ranked Kansas to end their 9-game win streak, the Jayhawks, that is. The Huskers got 3 2-out RBIs in the 8th and 9th innings to take the lead before Drew Christo and Luke Broderick slammed the door. Max Butenbach had 3 hits along with 3 RBIs. Caden Brumbaugh had 2 hits along with 2 RBIs as well. Nebraska was 6-for-15 with runners on base. All right, 4 of their 13 hits came with 2 outs. They're now 4-2 versus ranked teams. The difference a lot of times is what you do with runners in scoring position, what you do with runners on base. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We shall return.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.